Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This program was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
This is the Derby County Fan Show with me, Charlie Hawkins, on Love Sport Radio. Just very quickly, are you throwing away your hard-earned money on expensive energy bills this winter? Keep the price down when you turn the heating up. You could be saving hundreds by switching to a cheaper deal. A spokesman said.com compares all the best deals on the market to find you the one that saves you the most cash. So find the cheapest energy tariffs for you. Simple. Go to spokesmansaid.com and start saving today.
With spokesmansaid.com, fighting for you, saving you money.
You are listening to the Derby County Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. The next half an hour is Derby and Derb only. And what a show it will be, because once again, I am joined by Simon Long, Rams writer. And you can join me and Simon. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558 to get involved in tonight's show. You can also WhatsApp on the same number. Simon, I feel like last week I gave you the kiss of death because Cholton thrashed Derby 3-0. And then me and you didn't speak. They went and won in the week. And then the weekend again, me and you speak. Hull 2, Derby 0. What is going on the weekend game, Simon? Because in the midweek, Derby are fine.
Are we? We were lucky. We were lucky against Wigan. We did perform well, but then up stepped Gray and Shinny and stuck one in the top bins for us.
Yeah, loved it.
Oh, the weekend was just frustrating, very frustrating.
That's what I mean, Simon. I mean, I'm sure we're both repeating ourselves, but what it feels for Derby, one step forward, two steps back. And I know you said Derby didn't play well in a week, but ultimately, we only look at the league table, don't we, as the season moves on. All we see is that win column. There's a W, there's 3 points. We'll take it. But then on the weekend, Hull, and I know Hull are on a little mini good run of form themselves, but they're down there in the league. Since this comeback from this international break, I can't put my finger on it, Simon, but something is just not sitting right within Derby County.
No, it's not. There's something just not clicking or adding up or anything. It's just, you know, the performance against Wigan was poor. We improved the performance against Hull, but couldn't get the win against Hull. You know, maybe if Tom Lawrence's goal hadn't been disallowed, then we would have got the win. But it's just, it's frustrating, very frustrating at the moment.
Yeah,
I just don't know where the answer lies.
Yeah, it's so strange. Overall, Simon, what did you and the Derby fans make of that performance against Hull?
Well, I think half time, we thought, okay, yeah, we've looked a lot better. The tempo was higher, the passing was crisper. You know, we've created a couple of chances. But then come full time, it was the same old, here we go, we've lost again, Cocker out, Roos should be dropped, Hamer should be in, we're not good enough, we're going to be in a relegation battle, etc. Can't wait till Wayne Rooney arrives.
Yeah, there's so many points I want to bring up in that. But let's talk about the manager first, Cocu, because he says, and genuinely I'm not making this up, after the game, he said, I am very pleased how he performed today. Now, you lost 2-0. That worries me. Why is he saying he was very pleased? I know sometimes you can perform well and lose, but I don't know if this is the right message to be given when he should have been maybe giving the players a rocket and saying, we need to be doing better, you know, in games like this and in moments like this, no matter how well we've played, we've shipped a 2-2 defeat here to a team around us.
I don't know. I was confused about that. Maybe he just doesn't like bashing the players publicly, perhaps. I don't know. But like I said, I think he wanted a response from the Wigan performance, which he got, especially in the first half. But once Tom Lawrence's goal got disallowed, you know, you saw it physically. The players' heads dropped, and then, you know, the whole, you know, caught us out twice, really. And it's a game that we should have probably won, and we didn't. But I don't know why he's saying he's pleased. Like I said, I can only imagine he doesn't want to bash the players or whatever to the public. Maybe that's going the wrong way about it. But we've seen it before where managers have bashed the players in public and they've got the wrong response. So maybe he's keeping it personal to himself to the players.
Yeah, Simon, before we talk about Wayne Rooney, because, you know, I reckon Derby fans are getting sick of talking about it because, you know, it's dominating anything where Derby's concerned. We're talking about Wayne Rooney, and I know me and you have spoken about it, and we'll probably speak about it more on this show. In fact, I do want to ask you a question about it. But it's interesting you mentioned, you know, Cocu, other people, you know. Is this really what Derby want to become? You know, changing managers already, Cocu out? Because we've seen it only with your neighbours at Nottingham Forest. They haven't had a manager stay a full season in the past 5 seasons, I believe. You don't want to become that turnstile of a club where managers, you know, you need to lay the foundations. Is that really what Derby want?
I personally don't. There is a few on this Cocu out train. I personally don't want it. I personally know what this season was about when he first was appointed. It's about building. You know, it's not about getting instant success. We've tried that. We've tried to buy our way out of this league and we've failed. Now it's about trying to, I don't know, make a new sort of... I'm trying to think of the word now. We're trying to find a new identity, if you like, a new style of play. Whether it, you know, obviously it's coming from a foreign manager who's done it all before in a different league. But I mean, even at PSV in his first season there, he didn't have the best start, but he sorted it out and he figured it out. And you know, let's be real here. He didn't have the best pre-season. You know, the transfers that came in probably weren't his ideal transfers. Perhaps, you know, it's not as if he's looked at Charlton last season, looked at Portsmouth last season, and gone, yeah, I want Bielik, I want Clark. Looked at Everton, oh yeah, I want Dowell. You know, that's our scouting, and I think our scouting system, there's issues in that because we're not really getting decent players coming through from our scouting system. We're getting sort of players that you think, yeah, okay, yeah. You know, I look at last season, like Martin Waghorn, had a good season at Ipswich, so it was just, yeah, okay, he's done well there, we'll grab him because he's, you know, Ipswich have gone down. Same with Jack Marriott, again, someone that's scored 30-plus goals in League One. You know, his name was on a lot of championships, so again, it was the obvious choice. So for me, this season was never about that. It was basically seeing what we've got, where we need to improve, what we can bring through from our academies. Can they improve this team? And then, you know, so that this is why January for me is going to be massive for us, because he'll have the exact ideal knowledge of what his squad is capable of and what he needs to buy and where he needs to strengthen.
Yeah, and how involved will he be in those transfers, Simon? Because it's really interesting. We're seeing this new European wave of management style where managers aren't called managers anymore. They're called head coaches because we have a whole team of scouts that, you know, they know the players that the club want to bring in. They have director of footballs and, you know, there's a whole new front office role and structure now. And the head coach is just for the coaching of the players. He's not really involved in the transfers. You mentioned it there. How much did he watch Charlton? How much did he watch Everton? You know, was he watching these players who we've gone on and signed? And the answer is he probably hasn't. But then, are they the players for him? Does he think they're good enough? Does he fit in his system? So when they are in January signing players, will he be involved, or is this new wave? And I'm not a fan of this, Simon. I want to ask you: are you a fan? Because surely the manager and whoever, you know, it is who gives the go ahead, they need to be on the same page, because it's the manager who picks and plays them.
Exactly. I mean, I don't think we'll personally. I think he will be involved in all the transfers and the decisions, because we saw under Clement Obviously, it was done through Director of Football, or whatever you want to call it. It was done through scouting them. It was all through Sam Rush's agents, etc. We spent a load of money on players that, you know, probably didn't fit the way that Clement wanted to play. So I do now believe that we're going back down the road of, no, you're the manager. It was the same under Lampard. Lampard was the manager, and he picked the likes of Tomori. He picked the likes of Mount. He picked the likes of Wilson. So I think this is the way we're going to go with Cocu now, again, is let him pick the players that he wants, not some scout, you know. I mean, you've got to think, our head scout's Joe McLaren. It's Steve McLaren's son. And for me, he's not done enough to bring in any top quality players are capable of getting us out of this league, as I've just said. You know, so I think Cocky will be directly involved in the transfers, and his coaching staff as well. That includes Liam Senior as well, because obviously he knows this league. He knows the sort of players that can thrive in this league, and he'll probably have a better picture, be able to advise Cocky a bit more as well. So yeah, no, I don't think we're going down this like head coach role. I think he is the manager. He will be involved in the transfers.
Yeah, and let's quickly ask one question on Rooney, because it's interesting. On Love Sport Drive earlier, Martin Allen was on, and you can hear him every day 3 to 7 with the Posh Boys on Drive. And he said that, you know, this whole Wayne Rooney thing, whenever you talk Derby, people want to talk about Wayne Rooney. Oh, is Wayne Rooney there now? Is he there? When's he joining? What's his role? And it was great at first because the excitement it added, Derby fans were pinching themselves, we've got Wayne Rooney. But now that it's sort of, we're just waiting for this to happen, is it? It almost feels to me, and you can talk for the Derby fans, Simon, that it's like a hangover that won't go away, because we're waiting for, you know, this great big thing to happen, but it's hanging over the team. It's lingering over almost like a bad smell, because, oh, in January, Wayne Rooney's coming. Yeah, but we've still got 10, 12 games to play to then. The focus is now. I don't know why we keep looking at a later date in the season. Is this having an effect on the team at all?
Potentially. You know, as it feels at the moment, it's like waiting for that dream holiday. You know, when's it going to arrive? When's it coming? You know, I think Rooney's expected to be at Moore Farm at some point this week. And that's to basically discuss with, obviously, Philip. Plans going forward, get a fitness plan for him. And then he's going to have a little another break, and then he's going to join us in December. So I think, you know, he isn't going to be there basically until, probably like I just said, December. So we've got a whole month. You know, it's 4 weeks of him, you know, getting himself prepared mentally and then physically as well. You know, and we just need to calm down the way in Rooney. Yes, we know he's coming. You know, he could be massive. You know, he could be if you like, the saviour. You know, we saw him do it at DC United. Can he do it at Derby County? That's what we're all hoping he can do. But as long as, you know, as well as Wayne Rooney coming to Derby in January, we need to strengthen in other areas, especially in midfield, I think, and defence, because I think that's where we're lacking at the moment.
I think the interesting thing for me, Simon, is, and I know we've spoke about it and you've probably spoke about it loads, but what worries me is Rooney, what he's keen to do, you know, his coaching badge, he's keen to become a manager. Lampard got a start at Derby. They're very keen to give people a chance. Already we're hearing Cocu out. It just feels like Wayne Rooney coming in January, it just feels like only time until Wayne Rooney becomes the new manager of Derby if they continue on this path that they're on. And also, we mentioned the players. How much did Cocu have an involvement in the players? How much did he have an involvement with Wayne Rooney? I'm sure they didn't know about this deal. He joins as manager, and then it's like, oh, Wayne Rooney's going to be joining the staff in January, and he's almost got to go along with it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I totally get you. I mean, listening to Cocu talk about it's sort of like it wasn't sort of a planned sort of transfer that he wanted. It was sort of, oh, Wayne Rooney's available. Should we try and get him? And obviously, you know, the pair apparently spoke on the phone. Next minute, he's a Derby County player. So, but I think it'd be too much of a risk for Rooney just to literally finish his career and then come straight in as manager. Or player manager, whatever you want to call it, because that's what it'd be. You know, at the end of the day, he signed an 18-month contract with us, and then it's got an option to extend it for another year. So he's still, you know, he's still got to get his coaching badges first. I cannot, for the life of me, see him sacking Cocu. You know, especially after giving him a 4-year deal, I think it's just going to cost Mel too much. He's potless. We know this. You know, that's why he's looking for investment. So I personally can't see it myself. That Rooney is going to come in and all of a sudden become the manager. Maybe at one point he'll become manager. I don't know. But in you know, as it stands, he's coming as a player first and a coach as well. So
yeah, it's going to be
interesting. He's going to have an influence.
Yeah, I think he'll have a big impact, like you said, as he did on DC. Well, either way, whatever way it plays out, Simon, me and you will be here on the Derby Fan Show to see it all and discuss it as it happens. We have to turn our attentions to the game against Middlesbrough. Derby at home, Middlesbrough languishing down at the bottom. They're going to want to win this one, and we'll be doing a preview of that game next.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We've all got one, and we're not afraid to put it on display. Our opinions, that is. Share yours now at Love Sport Radio on Twitter or call us 0208 70 20 558. Love Sport Radio, your fan station.
You're listening to me, Charlie Hawkins, and it is the Derby County Fan Show on Love Sport Radio. And I'm still joined by Simon Long, the Rams writer. Simon, such a good pleasure to have you on the Derby County Fan Show tonight. We were just talking, well, we got into one. We were talking about the form. We were talking about the manager. You said about the cuckoo train out. You're not on it. I'm glad you're not at the station. You didn't take part in that journey. Now, though, we turn our attentions to the game on the weekend. And it's Middlesbrough. And this is a tricky one because, obviously, a new manager for them themselves, Jonathan Woodgate, who's a Middlesbrough legend, he's in charge. It's really weird form there. You know, they're languishing down at the bottom of the Championship, and they've had some very strange results of late. They're actually in the relegation zone. They've had a 0-0 draw on the weekend to Fulham. Before that, it was 0-0. Then they lost 1-0 to West Brom. We know they're up there. So they're not scoring. It's at Derby. You've got to be feeling confident of getting back in a good run of form on this one.
Yeah, there's a bit of bite and a bit of needle as well now with Middlesbrough.
Simon?
Oh, because Steve Gibson doesn't like the way Mel conducts his business. Mm. So he's probably jealous that Mel's a better businessman than him, to be honest. But there is a little bit of needle there. So it's laughable, really. But yeah, you're right. It is. If you're going to go face someone, you know, someone like Middlesbrough who are struggling at the moment. You know, they are struggling to score goals. Derby's home form now is 3 out of 3. You know, so the odds are on our side for me. You know, yes, our away form isn't the best, but at home we are starting to make it a fortress. You know, we saw against Birmingham, you know, we got a decent win. Again, Luton, another, you know, scrappy game, but we got the job done. And then Wigan, obviously, midweek, really, really scrappy performance, but we got the job done, and we've not conceded at home now for the last two games. So, you know, there's me putting a hex on that now. So, I'm thinking it'll be a tight affair. You know, they don't concede many, they just don't score many neither. So, you know, you're looking at probably like a 1-0 win. That's what I'd be going for anyway.
But the problem,
I'd be happy with that. Just another 3 points and a clean sheet.
Well, this is what we said at the top of the show, didn't we? It's only about the win column. It's only about the points, the points total there for Derby. But Middlesbrough, only 2 wins all season. They're struggling to score goals. I know we spoke about the whole game, and with Derby, we can't quite work out the form. But you've got to be bouncing back in this one. But can we, a Derby side, from the 14 games we've seen this season, a Derby side that we've seen can bounce back from a game and put in a good showing on the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, we've done it. You know, we saw it after we lost 3-0 to Brentford, we came back. Again, against Charlton, we came back. You know, so hopefully again now, against Middlesbrough, we can bounce back from the defeat at the weekend, because Summit's got to get us, you know, we've got to get up for it now, you know, because you've got Middlesbrough at home, and then you've got the last game before the international break, who is, of course, Nottingham Forest.
Huge game.
So we've got to get something. Something has got to click, you know. So I think it's tough as well, because, you know, he can't seem to find a settled 11, Kaku Khan. And I think this has been part of the problem, whether it's been injuries, suspensions, bans, unit or poor performances. You know, players are bouncing in and out of the team, and it's tough for them at the moment because players aren't performing to pick a consistent, solid 11.
does that sort of hark back to what we were saying, that, you know, when we were saying who makes the transfers, who makes the purchases? Cocu hasn't seen the players from where Derby have signed him this summer, but has he not seen his own players? Because we're saying it 14 games in, he still doesn't know his best 11. And I know this can happen. We've had Arsenal fans on today, you know, calling for their manager, and they're saying he doesn't know, and he's been there a season and a half nearly. But do we feel like Cocu, he still doesn't know his best formation of team? Is that something that, you know, it doesn't happen overnight? You know, it takes a little while to see the players fall into his system.
It does. We saw it with Lampard last season. You know, he was another one for chopping and changing. You know, if you had a poor performance, you were out, you know, the next game. So no one could really get any form going. And we're seeing it again this season. And it is tough for him, you know. And, you know, and I think a lot of it at the moment is coming down to player mentality. I think they might be struggling to cope with what he's trying to achieve, the style of play he's trying to achieve. But you can't just, you know, give up at the first attempt. You have to keep trying, you know. And, you know, people, I mean, I've heard fans call Cocu stubborn because he won't adjust his style. But if he's got his own style, you know, we've seen under Lampard, you know, and McLaren, this full open attacking style. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can work, but neither of them have got us over the line. Again, under Clement, you know, this is the style of football he used to play, this possession base. Keep and hold of the ball, and, you know, again, it failed. You know, so Cocu's prime is similar, you know, and I think it's very different to what these players that we've got now have ever done before, you know, and that's why they're struggling to adapt. But again, do you get a manager to come in who knows a certain type of football, who wants to play a certain type of football, to get him to change that way just because the players aren't good enough? Or do you try and improve the players? Because that's what essentially he's trying to do, is improve these players. You know, and so I think he needs to get an 11 and stick with them, even, you know, if they play poor or if they don't win or whatever. And I think it's just got to be about some consistency in the 11 now. I know we're 14 games in, he still doesn't know his 11, but I think he's closer to knowing it than he is before. You know, so we saw for instance Chris Martin get dropped against Wigan, but then he came on providing assists, and again he's back in the team for the whole game. You know, so. He just needs to find, you know, get an 11 and think, right, okay, this is it now. I'm just going to stick with this 11. You know, we've lost big key players. We've lost, you know, the likes of our skipper, Richard Keogh, key player. We've lost the likes of Tom Huddleston. Yes, people go, oh, yeah, he ain't good enough anymore. Well, he is, because he might not be able to run and work in midfield, but what he does provide you is 50-yard balls, you know, and tries to create chances.
Yeah, well, there's... Well, I was just going to say something. There's nothing wrong with a manager being stubborn. They'll be quick to moan if he hasn't got a planned style. And, you know, if he wants the players to buy into his style, he has to believe in it. You know, he has to be stubborn about that style. That's why he's been hired. But let's quickly get a score prediction for you from the weekend. Middlesbrough have 1-2, Derby have 1-4. They're not scoring, they're down there. What is your score prediction, Simon?
I'm going 1-0. I'm going 1-0 Derby. It's tight affair.
Come on, the Rams, 1-0, 3 points. Simon, as always, a real pleasure. And for all you Derby County fans, you can get involved. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us on 0208 70 20 558. But you can join me and Simon every Monday night, 10:30 to 11. We're talking everything where the Rams are concerned. They play Middlesbrough on the weekend, and Simon is going for a 1-0 victory there. 3 points, a clean sheet. Just the tonic that Philip Cocu and the Rams need, I think. As always, on Love Sport Radio, this has been me, Charlie Hawkins, doing the fan shows this evening. Up next, it is the best of, and you won't want to miss that. Actually, I've got it wrong. I'll tell you what, you don't want to miss it, because up next, it is the European show, Get European show. That is a good one tonight. Let me tell you, a specialist Portuguese guest they have got on, and Rich Hall will be joining them. So I'm very excited to see them come into the studio next. And tomorrow, it is Richard and Patrick on Breakfast, and it is Love Sport Radio. Everyone
is frightened of that. Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Step
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.